Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. I'm looking outside and thinking some of you took Thursday and Friday off and gave yourself the weekend. Well, you know what? You earned it, man. Congratulations. For those of you that had to work today, hopefully you had a great day at work. We are off at 5:30 today because of the Kansas City Royals, and we will be back on Monday. We are off company holiday because of the 4th of July. So I want to kind of split the lead up today for a couple of different things. We only got 20, 25 minutes, so let's get right into it. Let's start with this. Shout out to BH In-Depth Mo. He is a really, really good Twitter follower if you are interested in the Royals. So he tweeted this out yesterday. The attendance for last night's Royals game was 13,798. That was the lowest attendance that the Royals have had for a night summer game since July 28th of 2021. That is a noticeable dip. We went through the attendance earlier. That's kind of what the Royals do when it's cold outside. That's what the Royals are doing in April. That's what the Royals are doing in early May before the kids get out of school. Those are like weekday numbers for the Royals during the week when it's cold outside. Not really in the summer. The attendance always kind of picks up in the summer. So we were having the conversation. How much of that do you think is predicated on how the Royals are playing, which they are not playing well? They lost the game yesterday, 4-0. How much of that do you think is the World Cup and that the World Cup has taken Kansas City's entire attention away? I think it's the World Cup. I think the Royals should be thanking FIFA for bringing the World Cup to Kansas City. Because we just had the conversation about Salvador Perez and how he's hitting 201 so far this season. Haven't really spent a whole lot of time talking about that. The Royals got beat 22-1 last week. Didn't really spend a whole lot of time talking about it. The World Cup is doing so well in Kansas City. The television ratings are so high. There's so many watch parties around Kansas City, whether it's from Mexico, the United States. There's so much going on right now. The Royals just seem to be out of sight, out of mind. Them getting 13,000 people in the middle of the summer is embarrassing. Yes, some of it is the weather. Some of it, it's hot outside. Yes, they will do better coming up this weekend when it's the 4th of July. Yes, I agree with all of those things. Yesterday was Kansas City making a choice. Kansas City made the choice. They picked soccer over you. Overwhelmingly yesterday, they picked soccer over you. They picked going to Power and Light. They picked going out to Sporting Park. They picked to going to a sports bar. Rob, we were there. Televisions everywhere at the Peanut. Thanks for having us out there. There's probably, what, 30, 35 televisions that are on? All of them on soccer. Only one on the Royals. No one is watching. No one is acknowledging the Kansas City Royals. I got a question for you if you went out there. Why were you not at one of those watch parties? I can't imagine what it was like to be at the Royals game yesterday if you weren't paid to be there. When I don't know what it was like at the game, I'm assuming you would have had a lot more fun going somewhere else yesterday to watch the game. If you really wanted to keep an eye on the Royals that bad, you should have came out with us at the Peanut yesterday. You could have watched both of them and had a lot more fun. Doesn't nothing sound fun about sitting out in 90-degree weather to watch the Royals get beat 4-0 to the Tampa Bay Rays for a team that ain't going nowhere. So I think a large majority of this is Kansas City is making a choice. We're done. We are going to celebrate this World Cup for as long as we have it, and immediately when the World Cup is over, the conversation will shift to what trades have you made and or when does NFL training camp start? 13,000 on a beautiful June, July night they got. First time they've done it in 5-6 years this has been the case.
I think it's a little bit of both to the World Cup versus the Royals. I think the Royals squandered any and all goodwill they have with the city with how bad they've been. And when the city had an opportunity to go and do something else, oh, they took it. How often do we joke about how, oh, just get us to training camp and then fans are starved for training camp content? I think it's the same. I think the Royals had a chance to really grab the fan base this summer, have them get excited and play winning baseball. They failed to do all those things, and now it's June, July, and the fan base is looking for something to do, and the World Cup is a something to do. We talked about this earlier. Sunday, the Royals have a day game against the Phillies. Sunday night, Mexico is playing England. FanFest will outdraw the Royals by a noticeable margin. I think the city just said, okay, we're done with you, and this new shiny toy came to town, and now they love the new shiny toy.
Yeah, I take it one step further. If they opened up the Sprint Center for a watch party, I think that would outdraw the Royals right now at this point. There's not even a doubt of FanFest. Like, that's not even a – that's a no-brainer to me. That FanFest will outdraw the Royals on Monday. No question. The U.S. plays? And you're telling me that place caps at 25? And you know it's going to be a party? You know it's going to be fun? Yeah, it's not even close between those two. Now, I do agree with this. C-Dot, you're right that FIFA has helped the Royals, but if the Royals were doing great, we would be paying attention to them just as much as the World Cup. I don't know if it would be just as much, but I do agree with you. If the Royals were good, the momentum in the city would be pushing in all directions. Hey, this is such an exciting time to be in Kansas City. Why don't you get up and do this? Why don't you go out there? Like, the energy on Monday would be, hey, you should take off, you should go to the Royals game, and then you should go downtown to get ready for the United States. That would be the feeling on Monday. They got a day game that leads into all of this. Think about that. If the Royals were good and they were what they were supposed to be, people would be making this an extended weekend, and they'd be taking off on Monday. They'd be up, hanging out, tailgating out at the Royals game. You can be out there. The first pitch is at 1 o'clock. You watch the game, and then you would head down to Power and Light, and you would keep the party going and get ready for the United States game. But in fact, no. On Monday, what do you think the attendance is going to be out of Kauffman Stadium? It's a Monday after the holiday. A day game Monday after a holiday. Hey, they never play day games on Monday. Who's taking off the time on Monday after you just got the time on Friday? Maybe you took off on Thursday. They might get 11,000 people out there on Monday for their game against the Phillies.
I was going to ask, and I don't mean this to be mean. Are they going to break 10? Now, their season ticket base is probably over 10, so they'll announce more than 10. Do you think more than 10 are at the game?
It's gonna be sparse.
Now, what they announce is always different than,
like, yeah, for sure. I mean, they're doing everything to get you out there. Like, someone mm-hmm. points it out. I mean, I got an email. I follow the Royals email. They had an email. They're doing flash sales. They're doing 2-for-20 deals right now. They're doing 48-hour deals right now. Like, they are doing everything to try to get your attention. People don't care. I think what the World Cup has shown you, even if you're into it, maybe you're not into it, whatever it is, if you give Kansas City a reason, they will jump. The current have given you a reason. They're a fun, exciting product. They have a beautiful stadium that highlights local. They got Patrick Mahomes and all of these people. If you give Kansas City a reason, Kansas City will go support you. But you got to give them something. Soccer has given them something. It's a party. You might not even be into soccer. But you know what you know Monday at 7 o'clock? Hey, it's going to be fun down there. It's going to be a great time to be down there. The drinks are going to be flowing. Everybody's going to be there. We're going to be on national TV. Let's come down here and have a good time. You just got to give Kansas City a reason to go down there. The Royals have given you very little, basically the entire season. There was that like little stretch where they had that little 7-game winning streak and people tried to talk themselves into it. They got kind of close to getting back to 500. You remember, Rob, I was saying, hey, I'm not that interested until they get over 500. People were yelling at me. They never got over 500. They have been a losing team all season. And now they're completely out of it. And now the number one sporting event is here. And anytime the U.S. plays or Mexico plays, I mean, Kansas City is getting 13 shares. They're getting 14 shares. People are watching the USA like it's the Chiefs. That's what Harold said. Harold said that they were getting, that was in group stage. They just had the most watched soccer game in the history of English. Think about that. The history of English speaking. They just got the biggest rating ever. When we see what the Kansas City rating is, it will be equal to a major Chiefs game. And it's only going to keep growing. You don't think Monday it's going to be bigger than what it just was on the Wednesday? It's Monday Night Football. We love Monday Night Football. Chiefs' first game is on Monday night. The next USA game is on Monday night. You might as well start lining up right now to go to McFadden's and Power and Light. That place is going to be to the wall.
I mean, they're going to have to really do a good job getting people out of there from Hot Country Nights. They might just stay.
Hey,
this is my home for the next 5 days. Hot Country Nights, Mexico, 4th of July, then USA.
This weekend's going to be insane.
They're printing money down there.
Oh, for sure.
Most of the city's printing money this weekend.
Oh, absolutely.
Being honest.
But just think about all the stuff going on in Kansas City. Like, World Cup-wise, not World Cup-wise. Friday night, it will be packed. The World Cup game is here in Kansas City. So people will just want to be out. The weather is great. So Friday night, people will be out for the World Cup game. Saturday is the 4th of July. I imagine there's millions of fireworks all around the city, right? It's 250. It's all of those things. Sunday is Mexico against England. You've seen the videos. Power and Light will be packed. Fan Fest will be packed. United States plays on Monday. Also, Power and Light will be packed. Fan Fest will be packed. Downtown will be buzzing over the next 4 or 5 days. Where are the Royals at? Over there in Raytown playing for 11 people. I'm sure it will be fun for those in attendance. All right, Rob.
When they're bad, they're Raytown's team.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to claim them. I don't claim them. You can have them.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for The Hits. Number one.
Kicking the Hits are brought to you by Jungle Law. Call the lawman today, 816-816-9111. If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident, it's time to call the lawman. And be sure to watch the lawman get roasted for a good cause Saturday, August 1st at the historic Uptown Theater.
Rob, we can make this a de facto hit number one. Dave Portnoy says that he would hire Diana Rossini in a heartbeat and said, quote, an affair is not like a murder. If she wanted to work here, we'd do it. So, Diana Rossini, I'm going to guess right now she doesn't have a whole lot of job offers. It's not a whole lot of people kind of banging down the door to see if Diana Rossini wants to offer up her football opinions, but there's always a home over there at Barstool.
Have you seen, and I didn't follow it, the saga with the when she got pulled over and she's
on
the phone?
I did see that. I did.
That seemed like we were just doing too much to try to create a drama out of her life from my outside perspective, but I'm not shocked that noted Patriot fan Dave Portnoy is offering her a job because he doesn't care. He likes the Patriots. So
yeah,
it goes.
I just wanted to pass that information to you that Barstool said that Diana Rossini, she is very much welcome there.
I think I had, remember we did that draft of where she goes next? I think I had Barstool on my list.
I mean, I think their OutKick were by far and away the number one possibilities that they could have. I don't really think it was close between the two. You think she's going to work for CBS? You think she's going to work for NBC? Can you see Diana Rossini on Football Night in America? I can't see that for Diana Rossini. I don't know if...
Especially since the Patriots are the first game. I got an inside report here.
She's about to be doing a podcast with Joy Taylor here coming up in a little bit. They're about to have a podcast. Two girls, one mic. That's the podcast they're about to be on. All right, what's hit number two?
Number two.
All right, let's talk about the red card heard around the world. Let's hear from the manager of the United States team about the red card that got Flo Balogun removed from the game yesterday. And due to soccer rules, he cannot play in the game on Monday against Belgium.
For me, it's about to see the intention. If the intention is to damage the opponent, okay, I understand. But that never was, because a normal action in football that you are, you know, fighting for the ball and your feet land, no? That was maybe a little bit tough, the scene to watch, but I think never was intentional. I think for me, that action never was, it's never red card, never.
So that was the manager of the United States men's team, and he does not believe that should have been a red card. Now, Carrington, who, I mean, I'm a soccer diehard. I really am. I've been watching this World Cup. I've been following this World Cup. I've been gambling on this World Cup. So I don't know if you can really challenge my opinion.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
When it comes to this. But when I compare this to other sports, I just think about the threshold. And this play, to me, didn't really meet the threshold that I think you would need in order to have that be the penalty. We are talking about a red card, which in soccer, I mean, it's actually one of the more strict penalties in any sport that we follow. So even if Balogun had this happen in the first half of the game, he still would have been out for the remainder of the game and the next game. So if you are an official, you know the power of that red card. And if you play that red card, what it means. We're talking about turning the balance of championships, legacies, a lot of money on the line. So to go from originally on the pitch, this is not called a foul, it's not anything, to then go to it being a red card, and now the United States' best player and leading goal scorer is now out for the remainder of this game, which obviously put the U.S. in a little bit of a pickle, but they ended up winning the game 2-0. And now fast forward to, You can maybe argue that Monday is the most important soccer game in the history of American soccer. You could certainly make that argument. It will be the most watched game in American history. So you could make that argument. It's the most important game in U.S. history. And for their best player to be out of it on, I would even call it a 50-50 call. I mean, we got a bunch of audio here. I didn't hear a single person say that they agree with this call or even see the logic in the call. Here's Taylor Twellman.
I cannot believe that was a red card. I put it out on social media and I looked at it 20 minutes ago and obviously it's grown. I just asked FIFA a simple question and screenshot Lionel Messi and this. And all I said was, well, where was VAR on that? Where was VAR on that?
Ridiculous.
Right? The exact same play. Look at the ankles.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Look at the still photos. They both look ridiculous. And
the only difference,
frankly,
is Messi's actually looking at the player, where Balogun's got his back to the player.
Yeah.
And Balogun's trying to play the ball, and mm-hmm. Lionel Messi wasn't. It's truly, truly next level incompetence for that to be interpreted as a red. Now, still photo, absolutely. It looks like he just broke his ankle 2 seconds before that, yeah. 2 seconds after it. It's nowhere near that. And so that's where that's where the nuance of VAR is really kind of driving me nuts in this tournament.
I've told you guys repeatedly that replay is a negative in sports. Replay does not enhance sports. It doesn't make it better. We complain. We will complain with replay. We will complain without replay. All of it does is make sports more complicated and slows it down. The only fix that I think we can have to replay, and we are so far down the line, you cannot put the toothpaste back in the tube. There are two very simple fixes for a replay. Number one, it needs to have a shot clock. I love basketball. Basketball might honestly be my favorite sport to watch. I love basketball. We have ruined basketball games with replay. We stop basketball games for everything. For a replay, everything has to go to the monitor. We need a shot clock. Hey, if you want to challenge it, that's great. We're going to look at it for 1 minute. We're going to look at it for 2 minutes. That's it. We're not going to keep going back and forth and keep doing all this. No, we've seen all the different angles. Also, I don't think that the officials should be allowed to watch the replay in super slow motion. You can't convince yourself of anything if you watch it in super slow motion. You can convince yourself of anything. If I told you, hey, I got a video of your wife sneaking out, and I showed it to you in 4K, and I just super slowed it down, like, that does kind of look like Kurt. It's not. You know it's not. But that's what replay does to you. It plays tricks with your mind. Sports were not made to be watched over and over again in slow motion, or we use the NBC it, and we zoom in to 300x and try to, it's so stupid. I can't believe that we have let replay evolve into this. I say this every time. We are obsessed with sports fans and trying to find perfection in the officiating despite knowing that perfection is impossible. They're going to miss calls. They miss calls with replay. They miss calls without replay. So don't talk to me about how great VAR is. If VAR sees that play, every single human is telling me, hey, this isn't a red card, this isn't a red card, but on VAR they see it, it's a red card. No, I'm telling you, it's the worst. The human saw the play originally and didn't even think it was a foul. We then went to replay, we watched it in super slow motion, we convinced ourselves that it's a foul, and now it's worth potentially turning the balance for the United States. They'd be the favorite in this game if he was playing. Look at it right now, it's a coin flip, and they don't have their best player. Am I wrong, Rob, in this? If Balogun was eligible to play in this game, the United States would be the favorite in this game. They are now the underdog in this game, according to Vegas, because he is not playing.
I don't know if Vegas was protecting themselves, because we talked to Danny about it. Yes, Danny Parkin just on the show. Americans will bet America more often than not.
For sure.
So that's part of this here, too. But the books are telling you if Flo Balogun was eligible to play on Monday, the United States would be the favorite. Doesn't mean they'll win, but it means they felt like Belgium is slipping. The United States has been playing better. The United States will win. That's what the books were telling you. And even without him, they say it's a 50-50 proposition, which is a sign of strength, the United States. But the sports books have obviously, they've spoken with your money. Flo Balogun is being out has changed the outcome.
For sure. Somebody says, is there an appeals process for this red card? No, this is it. It's final. It's like when your parents say, no, you're not going anywhere. No, I don't think she wants to talk to you about it anymore. No, there is no appeals process. This is final. It's stamped.
I know we're up against the clock in the show. Yeah. There should be an appeal process. Now, maybe they don't have the time. Because, like, in others, like, if this happened in the English Premier League, you can appeal. And you can say, okay, that's a harsh red. And they look at it and they make a decision. You're telling me for the most important tournament, we don't even have an appeal process? That's a larger problem. I don't know that he would get overturned because, you know, refs seem to always have each other's backs. But it's just, I wish there was, but there is not an appeal process.
I'm on your side, brother. I mean, I don't know. I didn't know there was an appeal process to FIFA. I didn't know. I didn't know what VAR stood for 3 weeks ago. Now I know. That's what it's like being a soccer diehard, you know? Putting in those hours. I know you're not used to that. I know one thing. On Monday, your guy Christian Pulisic, he needs to step up big. You've been telling me about him now for 6 years. Everything you told me about him is getting ready for this moment on Monday at 7 o'clock on Fox in Seattle, Washington. That's what I know. He better not go out there and lay an egg. We need him to step up. I had a lot of fun today. Hopefully you guys had a lot of fun. Have a great 4th of July. We'll catch you guys on Monday. We got a busy Monday. Take care of yourself. Have a great weekend. Until then, I'll let Daniel Craig take you home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.